Welcome back to Sports Interview with Ann Liguori, and it is my pleasure to welcome in Linda Harto, who's been on the show frequently, and it's always a pleasure to visit with Linda, world-renowned golf landscape artist, and boy, your resume is incredible, Linda, but we'll talk a little bit about everything that you do. Welcome back to Sports Interview.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, for sure.
You're the only artist ever commissioned by the U.S. Golf Association and the Royal Ancient of St. Andrews to do annual paintings and prints for both the U.S. Open Championship and the Open Championships. That's just amazing. And I remember, you know, I go to both of these championships, and it's always so great to run into you in the merchandising tent as you were signing your prints for so many fans. But boy, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, it really is, considering we're going all the way back to about 1990 for those two commissions. So, you know, I've been doing this for a long time now.
So how did you connect to the United States Golf Association and the RNA?
Well, I was doing a lot of work for Augusta National, which, you know, that's how I got started doing golf landscapes. And through that, I met a gentleman in Scotland who connected me with the RNA. And that's when I started my Open Championship series. And that same gentleman went right to the USGA from there, and they started it too. And they both series started in 1990.
So, I love the fact that you started with Augusta National. Talk about starting at the top, at the very, very top. Tell us that story.
Well, that happened in 1984. And someone from Augusta saw my paintings in a gallery, local gallery here on Hilton Head, the Red Piano Gallery, and told the pros at Augusta about it. And they were looking for an artist to do some paintings, and so they could do some prints for the to sell at the Masters. So they called me and asked me if I could paint a golf course, and I said, sure. It's so, landscape, you know.
And what were your initial thoughts when you first walked on the grounds of Augusta National?
Well, of course, it's otherworldly, glowing green, which I had to adjust to. But, you know, and also the most landscapes I had done, I had never painted the actual, what do you want to call it, the ground, as close to the ground as that. It was almost like you had to sort of think of it as skin, you know, because there's no grass texture. You're seeing every contour in its most complete detail, which I found fascinating, actually. So that was my only conversion, really, from painting what I had been painting, was to see the landscape, you know, the contours as a primary subject, and also the color green.
And what had you been painting, Linda?
Oh, all kinds of landscapes. I've done Americana scenes, you know, barns, old houses, just pure landscape. Down here, I was working on what the local landscape looked like, you know, the beautiful live oak trees with the Spanish moss. And, you know, and I still do occasional painting of that now. Where I live is beautiful. Spring Island, there's just gorgeous old trees, and it's very inspiring.
Is that near Hilton Head Island?
Yeah.
South Carolina?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's in the Sound right behind Hilton Head.
Fun. We'll have to come visit sometime.
There's golf here too, you know.
I'm sure there is. So going back to Augusta National, mm-hmm. How many holes? Did you paint every single hole throughout your career, or or specific holes in Augusta National?
Not quite. I did only three on the first nine, and that those were done for a chairman's gift, you know, the master's gift they do every year, the chairman's sure. gift. I did three of those. And then I've done, of course, most of the back nine, except for 17 and 14. And some of the holes I've painted up to six times, like the 13th hole and the 12th hole. I've done 16 about three times, and, you know.
And do they all look different?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just different angles, different lighting, different time of day.
Right. What's the best time to be there as far as lighting goes, do you think?
I'd say probably the afternoon is my favorite. I think most of the paintings I have are late afternoon.
In the springtime?
Of course.
How silly of me, when all the azaleas are in full bloom and the magnolias and...
Right. It's like, well, you know, last year they had it in the fall.
Right. And that's what I was wondering.
It's really lovely, but that's not what people want to see. They really want to see all the blooms, and they want to see that neon green. And yeah, it's just different in the fall.
Yeah. And that's why I was wondering if you never painted it in the autumn with all the changing no. colors of the leaves. People obviously, you know, associate the Masters with the rite of spring every April and yeah. all the blooms and in, you know, everything's in full bloom.
Now I've been there many times in the fall. You know, sometimes when I'm painting a hole, if I don't like the lighting, I'll look at it a different time of year, and then I sort of add back the spring blooms. But I would photograph it then, yes.
So you have a distinct style. When you look at a Linda Hartow painting, you know it's a Linda Hartow painting. Can you describe that style?
Well, I don't want to call it photographic, but it's pretty detailed, I have to say that. A lot of study goes into it. And like I say, I study it in different lights so that each part of that painting is lit in a way that I make you see how that hole is. Like I make you see those contours, I make you see it in every way that's descriptive of how you would play it. So it might require a different times of day lighting, not a lot, but a little. But it's basically, I don't think any one photograph is ever what I use. It's a combination of all of them. It's almost like a jigsaw thing, you know, each piece. And when I photograph a hole, I photograph each part of it. Like 300 millimeters, so I can see what's in the shadows. I can see, you know, absolute detail of what I'm, so I know exactly what I'm looking at. And then I can then convey that in the painting, so I can make you see exactly what I want you to see. So yeah, it's quite different than a photograph, ultimately. Sure.
So, you know, so basically your process is taking very detailed photographs of the yes. hole that you're going to paint. And then what do? You go back to your studio with all these photographs and then create it from there.
Yep, that's right.
So funny because, you know, you have this image of you on the golf course, you know, sitting down with, you know, all your paint and just kind of, you know, off to the side painting while you're on the course. But it doesn't work like that, I guess.
No, I tried doing some of that when I first started. It really doesn't work. I mean, you have to be, I don't sit there. I sit there and I take a lot of pictures, but I'm watching the changes and I'm watching what happens, you know, lighting wise.
Right. So you also have done a lot of paintings in Great Britain, Ireland, Scotland, England. And how would you describe, I mean, obviously Lynx courses are just, I love the Lynx course. It's one of my favorites. So inspirational for me. It, I mean, do you get a describe how you feel when you're painting Lynx courses over in the UK, perhaps, as opposed to, you know, courses, gorgeous courses in our country?
You know, it's different over there. I don't know. It's like you really have a sense of history over there that a lot of times you don't feel over here, but over there it's almost tangible. And plus, I really love the contrast because they're much more, well, most of them are much more natural. You know, they haven't moved a lot of earth, but it's a combination of what the natural landscape is with a few patches of green. And I like the contrast. I mean, it's very different from Augusta paintings, but that's what makes it interesting, is that fact that all these golf courses have a different landscape and a different feel to them. And I try to find what that is and convey it somehow in the choice of the scene that I have.
It's just amazing. It just never gets dull, right? Because when you're playing as a golfer, every shot is so different. You can play the same course over and over and over again, and it is different every single time, based on, you know, your approach shot, where you're, you know, where the pin is. And as a painter, boy, you can paint that same hole. Like, you can look at a different part of that's beautiful hole, right? And see it a million different ways.
Exactly. I can do the same thing as the artist. Yep.
It's just incredible. What has been the secret to your success all these years, do you think, Linda Harto?
Well, I guess I'm good at it.
Yes, I mean, you are.
People really are drawn to what I do, and that's very rewarding to me, so it makes me keep doing it. Funny how that works, right? But I have a pretty dedicated clientele, and they seek me out because that the way I approach doing a painting is pretty thorough. You know, it's like when I go to a course, I want to know it. I want to know why it feels the way it does when you're there. And, you know, it's not just one image. It's somehow brings all of that knowledge into one painting. And that's not easy to do.
You're extraordinary. It's, people can take a look at your work at Hartown. Harto.com, HARTOUGH.
Right.
.com. And they'll be able to see the just incredible variety of golf holes you've painted and continue to paint, and continued success, Linda. You're just amazing. And I just love your work so much. And we appreciate all you do for charity as well.
Well, yeah, and we have a kind of a fun thing on the, if you sign up for the emails, we do a guess the winner contest quite often on the tournament. So you get a chance to win a free print. And that's
awesome.
Been really popular. A lot of people just love doing that. So we try to do it quite often.
HARTOUGH.com. Linda Harto, thanks so much for joining me on Sports Interview.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.